Janet Ward has taught school for 34 years. The fourth grade teacher says that changes to state education laws need to be overturned. She's especially concerned for the future of the profession.
If the lawsuit don't stop what's happening for beginning teachers, it's going to cause them to be nervous when they start teaching. They're going to have a fear of making a mistake. They feel that they have to be perfect and be a perfectionist time they start teaching, which that's not what teaching is about.
The Louisiana Federation of Teachers has filed two lawsuits that challenge new education laws. And Louisiana Association of Educators President Joyce Haynes says her union is working on filing documents disputing the legality of some of that legislation as well. The Federation of Teachers' legal actions dispute the constitutionality of bundling together several pieces of legislation into a single act. LFT's first lawsuit names the state of Louisiana as a plaintiff. The document takes aim at Act 1 of the 2012 legislative session, specifically at changes to teacher tenure and reduction in the power of local school boards. The LFT's second suit names the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, or BESSE, as well as the state of Louisiana. The document challenges Act 2 of the legislative session, citing what it claims is a list of unrelated items. Central to the brief is the legislation's proposed use of public money to pay for tuition at private schools. Sandy Lawley is the vice president of the union. She says that the legislative process was rushed.
We would like to slow the pace down. If, in fact, all these new reform legislation is good, if, in fact, it can stand up to scrutiny, let the public, let people ask questions. Let's delve into it. Let's get some of the logic as to why we're changing this policy.
Louisiana's Superintendent of Education, John White, released a statement saying that the LFT is preventing parents from doing what they think is best for their children. It's time to return our focus to teaching in classrooms, but the LFT keeps dragging us back to politics and courtrooms. The Department of Education refused to respond to the Southern Education Desk's question about the constitutionality of the legislation. But former BESSE board member Leslie Jacobs did offer her opinion.
In Louisiana, it is constitutional to use state money to pay for vouchers. The question is, can you use a particular instrument, the Minimum Foundation Plan Formula, or MFP, which is a constitutionally created, constitutionally protected, as a source of funding for public schools, can you use that funding formula as a way to fund vouchers?
Dr. John Sutherland has taught political science and has worked as a political consultant in Louisiana for 17 years. He says that the court challenges have a hard road ahead.
I think state courts are going to be unlikely to step into this. The governor's in favor of it. The vast majority of the legislators were in favor of these measures. So it's going to be pretty difficult for a state court, which really is often loath to step into these things when the other two branches of state government seem to be in favor of it.
Still, Sutherland says that the LFT's complaint regarding the use of public money for tuition at private schools may yet find a sympathetic ear. He says that a federal district court might be willing to hear such a case. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.